Hear now this reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Very truly I say to you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that you may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we are your people, Lord, and we must hear and receive your word to live eternally. These things we pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Steal and kill and destroy. We've seen a lot of that this week, haven't we? This week has been a very difficult week. Between the war in Kosovo and the tragedy in Littleton, Colorado, we have seen a lot of violence, a lot of death, a lot of pain and anguish, a lot of suffering, a lot of tears. We have had a very difficult week in the country. We've had a very difficult 7 days. And so now we come to the scripture today to hear what Jesus has to say to us, to hear what our master, what our shepherd has to say to us today about hearing his voice and not the voice of the thief, not the voice of him who wants to steal and kill and destroy. There is the story, the account of the death of the teacher, the gym teacher at the high school in Littleton. I heard it on the radio and I haven't been able to get it out of my mind since then. It was a heart-wrenching story about a coach who saw the carnage happening, and he reached out to save some of his students, and in so saving them, he himself was hit more than once. Bullets going straight through his body. I mean, he was bleeding. And some of his students took their t-shirts off to use them as bandages to bind up his wounds, to try to stop the blood, and it just kept on flowing as he hemorrhaged on the inside. And as he lay on the floor in a student's arms, dying, bleeding to death in a pool of his own blood, they took out his wallet. And out of it took the picture of his children. And he looked at the picture and knew that in this life he would never see his kids again. 3 hours later, the SWAT team finally got to them and ushered the children out as fast as they could, ushered those youth out, and the other adult that was in there, got them out of there as fast as they could, leaving the coach to die finally on the floor, alone. This man, this coach, I don't know if he was a Christian. I don't know what his religious faith was. I don't know what his walk was with Christ, but I'm going to tell you something. He exhibited in his care for his students the love of a shepherd for his sheep. He gave himself so that some of his kids, his students, might live. He gave of himself, of his whole life, so that those kids might not die. That's the love of a shepherd, my friends. That's the love that Jesus Christ had for us. He calls us, and he is the gate, and we are called to hear his voice and come. And just as that coach had a hard calling in life to protect his students, so we have a hard calling too. The Christian walk is not always an easy one. Our reading today from the Peter lesson, the lesson from the letter of St. Peter, bears taking note from 1 Peter. Hear again these words. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps. One of my favorite movies is The Shoes of the Fisherman. When I first heard about the film and saw it on the shelves and didn't know what it was about, I thought it must be about St. Peter, but then I realized as I got the film, no, it's a movie version of the book, The Shoes of the Fisherman, the story about the first Russian pope. Now, there hasn't been a Russian pope yet. It is a fiction story. But it came out not long before John Paul II was elected to the papacy. And it was almost prophetic in that character. It's a wonderful story about a man, an archbishop, who was caught in the midst of communist oppression against the church in Russia and East Poland. And when the communists came, they rounded up all the priests of his town. And they took them into the town square and had them stand up. And then they brought this archbishop in and had him stand in front of them. And then they said to the archbishop, deny the faith. Deny Jesus Christ. Proclaim to all here that he is a lie and that you are lying for proclaiming him. And Anthony Quinn, the bishop, said, no. I will not deny the faith. And they shot one of his priests. Deny the faith, they proclaimed. Deny Jesus Christ. Deny that he is true. No, he said. And they shot another priest. Deny the faith. Deny Jesus Christ. No, he said. And so they shot a third priest. Deny the faith. Deny Jesus Christ. No, he said. Priest after priest was shot because this bishop refused to deny Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to deny the truth of the gospel, to deny the wonderful good news of salvation. While this is a fictional story, it's based on a true account of the persecution of the Orthodox Church in Russia during the Russian Civil War. And every time I hear the story proclaimed, I get a little bit teary thinking about what it must have been like to be one of those priests. And part of me wonders, what would Bishop Odin do? had all the North Texas Conference clergy been lined up in downtown Dallas, let us say? Can he be forced to deny the faith or watch as his clergy are shot one after the other? St. Peter said to the Christians undergoing persecution that if you suffer wrong for doing wrong, what is that? But if you suffer wrong, you suffer oppression for proclaiming the gospel, you have a blessing. We saw violence this week. We saw violence last week. We saw violence the week before that. We live in a violent culture, in a violent world, in a violent society that causes us to recognize that there is evil in the world. But we are called also to recognize and know that we have one. We have a Savior. We have a Redeemer who overcomes evil, who overcomes the sting of death, who overcomes the tears of our loss and pain. We have a Savior through whom we have everlasting life. St. John's Gospel says it so beautifully. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Not just a little old pitiful life, not a frightened life, hiding so that you don't get seen. Not a life in which you hope and pray that no one notices you. Not a life in which you are afraid all the time. Not a life that is meek and mild and is never seen. No, a life that is abundant. Not a life that is afraid, but a life that is abundant in Jesus Christ. We are told that Jesus is here, and we are His sheep, and we hear His voice, and we come, and we enter in through Him, and we are promised in those moments of trial and tribulation that He is with us, and will see us through the gate and into abundant life. That coach died on the floor. But my friends, he did so that his students, those he was given to protect, might live. Jesus died on the cross for you and me, so that you and me, we might live. And we too, my friends, may have the same calling someday. We too might be called to stand up and proclaim the faith in the face of oppression. When that time comes, grip on to the good news, the Word of God proclaimed to us today from John's Gospel. The good news that Jesus Christ, our Shepherd, comes that we might have life and have it truly abundantly. For while death in this life may surely come, we will never die eternally. We have the promise of the presence of Jesus. And that is what we glory in, His presence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Take out your hymnals and turn to page 50. Brothers and sisters in